Gutfeld, January 6th Committee Insurrection Theater is going to get Trump re-elected. By Jeff Poor on October 15, 2022. Friday, FNC host Greg Gutfeld speculated that the Democrat-led January 6th committee was going to backfire and ultimately lead to former President Donald Trump's re-election. According to Gutfeld, the prioritization of political theatrics does not address the country's problems and will impact Democrats politically. "I'm starting to think the Dems screwed up with his insurrection theater," he said. "I predict it's going to backfire like Eric Swalwell after an extra-large bean burrito. It's not going to jail, Trump. It's going to get him re-elected. There's going to be a red dawn starting with an orange dawn. And here's why. Anytime you watch the hearing, you see that the committee was more stacked than Dolly Parton playing Jenga. And it's bursting with contempt for Trump and his supporters. A witch hunt armed with preordained conclusions and empowered with unlimited time and effort. All on the taxpayers' dime, which is now worth only 3 cents since Biden took office. They're having a trial where the prosecution and judges are on the same side and opposed by no one," Gutfeld continued. "With that setup, I could convict Tom Hanks of murder. And I just might. And it just validates Trump's supporters' suspicions that the fix is in and the fix was always in. So, the Dems are right. The hearings are going to anger some Americans, but not in the way they think. People don't swallow BS unless, even when you hide it in kill meat sandwich. Fact is, this country has big problems. Economy, crime, the border, Harry and Meghan. What are we going to do with them? But the Dems work to distract rather than attack the problems. And that's it. They spend all their energy on these issues instead of political theatrics. It's like they're all frustrated movie directors. Rather than solve the problems head-on, they find weirder things to do, like convincing children. They'd be happier sterile. Rather than tackle the border, they want to audit Ron DeSantis," he added. "Yes, that's just what America asked for. Never mind our sovereignty. It is being invaded. Let's find out if he was really talking politics when he wrote up that dinner at the Outback Steakhouse. They'll weaponize anything against their enemies. It's just like how Taylor Swift weaponized her music after I dumped her. I move on, Taylor. It's about time. So, I hope that Dems get shellacked and maybe learn a lesson because they never address a problem until they can see the political consequences approaching. But by then, so much damage has been done. The problems are not only worse but perhaps unsalvageable, much like CNN. I mean, imagine if the Dems tried to tackle the problems. They could prevent a lot of suffering. Instead, they don't. So now we have a war. We have inflation. We have violence. It ends there if we're lucky. We got a White House that not only created 99% of it but can't do squat about any of it except to tell you not to believe your lying eyes and radioactive skin." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.